USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is preparing to scale down sanctions on Venezuela's authoritarian regime to allow Chevron to resume pumping oil there, paving the way for a potential reopening of U.S. and European markets to oil exports from Venezuela. This as the White House remains on scramble mode after OPEC announces they will cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day. Reacting to the news that oil may soon be coming from Venezuela, Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells CNN,
"Well, it's certainly a surprise move. Now, keep in mind the Biden administration has options or has been looking at options from countries like Iran, and now this would Venezuela, at the same time potentially overlooking U.S. domestic production."
Nebraska Republican Senator Ben Sass is expected to resign and accept a position at the University of Florida. USA Radio News.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-704-2731. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-704-2731. That's 800-704-2731. Again, 800-704-2731.